Welcome to the Stratford Kellettons True Champions. I'm your host, Henry Hatterline. Tonight, we'll continue our look at the first two championship seasons, plus the team's rivalry with the St. Mary's Lincolns that developed back in the 1976-77 season. And we're going to start the program off with one of the really great and almost humorous Culleton hockey memories that you may have forgotten. It happened in the second championship season and was during the OHA semifinal playoffs against the Seneca Nationals.
Yeah, Mark Thiel was a great, big, strong, tough winger, and they were in a playoff series with the Seneca Nats. And it was a game at Seneca College, and Thiel caught Wayne Gretzky with his head down on his own blue line, and he hit Wayne, and Wayne wrote about it in one of his books that has been published. That's one of the hardest body checks he's ever received in hockey.
I remember I was standing, this particular night, the arena was quite packed, and I was standing at the glass, and it was right at the end of the game, and Seneca were winning by one goal, and we had the goaltender out of the net, and Gretzky came down on the wing, and just as he crossed our blue line, as he was shooting the puck in the empty net, Theo came across the ice, and that's where that body check really happened, you know. And God, I got he came out Gretzky cold. And that's the hardest he's ever been hit since his days of playing hockey, maybe, you know. It wasn't a dirty check, it was a clean check, but all the Toronto newspapers had it all wrong the next day on how dirty a check it was and things like that, you know.
Yeah, I can remember it like it was yesterday. Gretzky was very young, and Mark Thiel was a veteran, and we wanted to win that year because we had a good hockey club, and Gretzky had 5 goals the game before, I believe. And he got come down over the blue line one time, and Mark Thiel got him with his head down, and we never saw Wayne again the rest of the series.
And Ross Yahtzee talks about his head coach those 2 years, Jack Nairn.
I know we always read a card of a list of 8 or 10 things, and I think they have a board in the dressing room right now with it on. We always read that before games, and he didn't wasn't a hip hip parade type of guy. I know Jack sorely hated to lose. My first year there, we were playing in Hespler. We were 25-0. And I think we'd set the record or something like that for most wins. We went down to Hesper, lost 25-1. And after the game, you know how they always say it's good to lose sometimes. I, you know, in conversation just mentioned that to Jack. You know, maybe it's good we lost the game, you know. And Jack, oh, I don't know. I don't really feel that much better for it. That was a Sunday night, so I think it was either Monday or Tuesday we practiced next. No pucks in the practice, so Jack wanted to give us a signal that he don't work out there in the ice. He work in practice the next days.
In 1976-77, the Culletons not only won an OHA championship, they also won a gold medal at the Ontario Winter Games. It was a tournament in which the Stratford Culletons would play the defending OHA champions and cross-county rivals, the St. Mary's Lincolns.
That turned into just an absolute war between those two teams with a lot of build-up. Entire teams going into the other's arena to scout them and, you know, going in for 3 and 4 games to take a look at the opposition. And St. Mary's are defending champions, and they're being quoted left, right, and center in the press that, you know, the Culletons are too small, the Barton, Skinner in particular, all these small forwards, you know, that will make mincemeat out of them. So, come the first game, the game's being played out in Embro because St. Mary's hasn't got their arena. Jack Nairn, who's a coach, where he started, Dave DeGlass, who was like a man mountain. He was 6'5" or something. He started Pat Kelly, who was probably the most physical hockey player Stratford ever had, just absolutely built like a telephone pole. This guy was tough. Tim Uniac, I think it was, started up on the forward line. They had a really solid group that they started. They put a couple of defensemen up on the forward line.
We started 5 defensemen just to prove that we were as tough as they were. And it worked.
Right from the opening faceoff, the puck rolls into the St. Mary's zone. Jerry Sagan, who's kind of the, you know, the heart of the St. Mary's team, he was a 6 or 7 year junior B player. He was a fireplug defenseman. He was, you know, rough, tough character along the blue line, goes back to get the puck, and Pat Kelly almost took him through the end boards. It was just a tremendous check to start the game. And that was the series right there. St. Mary's never recovered from that point. Stratford won that game, I think it was something like 5-4. It was a very close game, but when they came back into Stratford, it was a blowout at that point. Stratford beat out Brantford. They went on to the Ontario Games in North Bay, had a great rivalry developed with the Streetsville Derbies up there, with the late Tom Barrett, who was the coach of that team. And they won the gold medal at the games.
We are the champions, my friend. And we'll keep on fighting till the end. thank you for listening to tonight's episode. Make sure and join us next time when we'll take a look at the Culletons' opportunity to become the only Junior B team ever to three-peat, and we'll take a look at one of Stratford's greatest hockey heroes of all time. We'll have all that and more coming up next time on the Stratford Culletons True Champions.